This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Triple-digit temperatures are in the forecast for the Labor Day holiday weekend, and that will mean more heavy smoke inversion and poor air quality for communities along the Klamath River. The Forest Service will host a public meeting tonight in Happy Camp to update residents on the Eclipse Fire Complex burning 5 miles west of Happy Camp. The fire complex has burned more than 60,000 acres, and motorists and residents can expect traffic delays along Highway 96 due to the presence of heavy fire equipment. There will continue to be temporary full road closures on 96 from Sayad Valley to Clear Creek Ranch, as well as controlled traffic. Smoke from the fires burning to the north in Oregon is also forecasted to impact inland communities, while further to the east, the Orleans complex of fires continues to burn as well. Air quality throughout the Klamath drainage will range from poor to unhealthy. In June, a Humboldt County jury found 38-year-old Billy Joe Giddings guilty of second-degree murder in the killing of Trevor Harrison, with a special allegation of using a firearm and 4 counts of assault with a firearm following a violent altercation in May of 2015. Giddings shot and killed Harrison at Harrison's mother's residence during a marijuana deal gone bad. Yesterday, Giddings was sentenced to 52 years to life in prison by Judge Dale Reinholzen, and he will have to serve at least 52 years of that sentence before he is eligible for parole. The Blue Heron Motel, the scene of constant headaches and calls for service in Eureka, is no more. The building, owned by Floyd and Betty Squires, has been torn down after the city exercised its summary abatement authority following inspections earlier this month. The building had been the source of numerous complaints and code violations, and last week was the scene of arson after a transient woman set the structure ablaze. The city cited the numerous public safety and code violations and the condition of the remaining structure as the key reasons for the demolition. The cost of the demolition will be billed to the Squires. On Monday, the County Department of Health issued a press release that a child in Eureka had been taken to an out-of-area hospital for treatment of bacterial meningitis. As part of the protocol when dealing with the illness, public health officials then went about the task of notifying all those who had been in contact with the child about the illness. Those notifications, along with alerts sent to local media providers, are now completed. More than 400 residents have commented so far, and you can add to those comments by visiting the Open Government page at the county website. The County Airport Division is soliciting public comment on efforts to establish a solid air transportation network for the region and the expansion of daily flights into the county airport. The Aviation Division has operated with a deficit for several years, and the loss of daily flights with Penn Air has left just one carrier operating locally. The county has contracted with Voltaire Aviation Consulting to study the county's aviation operations. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.